Something else that's up in the air is all the speculation about Apple's tablet device. Apple's expected to unveil it today. There's been endless talk about what this new gadget can do. For publishers, the question is how the device will affect the e-book market. NPR's Lynn Neary reports.
It may not be the second coming, but as one wag already said, this is the most excitement a tablet has generated since Moses handed down the Ten Commandments.
The Apple tablet seems to be making waves and changing business practices before it even gets announced.
Yair Reiner is an analyst for the Oppenheimer Company, an investment firm that buys and sells Apple stock. A few weeks ago, Reiner told investors that Apple was in discussions with major publishing companies because of the tablet's potential as an e-book reader. And he said Apple was offering the publishers a better deal than they've been getting from Amazon, which dominates the e-book market with its Kindle. This news came as other rumors were running rampant about the Apple tablet. Imagine an iPhone with all its apps. Well, that, says Craig Teicher, editor of the blog eBook Newser, is what a tablet might look like, only bigger.
The hope is that Apple will do with eBooks what it did with iTunes, which is make this very kind of sexy and seamless and easy to use.
Now, all this talk of a whiz-bang new device that can be used as a souped-up e-reader and pits Apple against Amazon seems to be making Amazon a little skittish. It's been coming out with its own news, saying it, too, would offer better terms for publishers on e-books and authorizing the development of new apps for the Kindle, which is currently a single-purpose device.
I love it.
Michael Hyatt is CEO of Thomas Nelson Publishers.
When Apple came out with the iPod, and with iTunes, there was really nobody that could match the technology and really compete. And what we have today is the clash of the titans.
Until now, Hyatt says, Amazon's grip on the e-book market has been so complete that publishers had to accept their terms on everything, including the price of e-books.
And what that's done for us is it's created an expectation on the part of the consumer that an e-book is only worth $9.99. And I think probably if all we're doing is delivering straight content as it appears in a physical book, that may be all it's worth. So it's going to call upon us as publishers to deliver more, but we want to be able to set the pricing.
And that's what the Apple tablet potentially offers publishers, says Yair Reiner, the opportunity to give readers a richer ebook experience.
Author interviews, unlimited amount of additional material like photographs and videos. I think that's pretty exciting for publishers, not just in terms of being able to perhaps charge more, but also in terms of being able to perhaps make more interesting content that brings aboard new and different kinds of audiences.
In one example of how a tablet device might work as an ebook, a textbook company has created a video that shows how a student could not only highlight passages and take notes, but also listen to a lecture. Michael Hyatt, whose company Thomas Nelson is a leading Christian book publisher, says the tablet might even enhance one perennial bestseller, the Bible.
The Bible is full of opportunities to explain, to go further, to get behind the story, to provide the archaeological background, the historical background. So I think of all the products that we produce, the Bible lends itself to this format more readily.
One other thing to keep in mind, says Craig Teicher, is that unlike dedicated ebook readers like the Kindle, you can do a lot of different things with the tablet and buy a lot of products other than books.
Maybe you have sort of an iTunes portal that you buy your music and your ebooks and your podcasts and your movies all at the same time and just dump them on this device and then get on the train. You know?
Yeah, so Apple can provide a store the way Amazon can provide a store.
I think that they'll have to. Otherwise, everyone's dreams will be crushed.
So if the tablet does turn out to be everything that publishers and techies are dreaming of, it could be that in the not-too-distant future, ebook readers like the Kindle will be as threatened as, well, as the paper book. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
If you're one of the people whose dreams could come true or be crushed, you can follow Apple's announcement later today at NPR.org. Live coverage of the event on our blog, All Tech Considered, begins at 1 o'clock Eastern Time.